Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Hi there. Forgive me, myth, but if you were president, did you know that you'd be Abraham Lincoln?
Wow.
Whatever you do, try to hide before you puke so he doesn't see it, and then give him the number to the Loser Line so that hopefully he calls it and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Carrie. How you doing? This is hopefully you remember me. We met at the job fair. I was the hilarious gentleman wearing the suspenders and the wooden bow tie and the little flower on my lapel. I love the outfit. I put very expensive hair gel. You know, you commented on my cologne. You have said that I look very sharp, and hopefully you remember me.
Next message.
Okay. I don't know how she could not remember him.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He went into so many details as if she wouldn't remember the wooden bow tie. Yeah. Like, that's all you had to say. Or suspenders, either one.
Right? Pretty much it, yeah.
I mean,
hey, it's suspender guy. Call me back. That's really all he needed to say there. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Carrie, what's going on? It's just calling to make sure that you're cool. I know things got a little bit crazy last Friday. I know I never thought we'd almost get caught making out in the science room, but I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. Like, all the test tubes and, you know, the Bunsen burners and stuff like that. I don't know. I just got weirded out by it, and I just went for it. And anyway, hope you're okay. Hope no kids saw you or anything like that. Call me back.
Next message.
I don't know what that was all about.
I don't get it either. Like,
it sounded super Canadian.
You did.
I heard like oot
and a boot. Sorry, boot that.
Maybe
but
that's
where
why
were they? Was she like
is
a she teacher?
Okay? I know, that's what I'm, and like he's a parent, and like they almost got caught, or she almost got burned on a Bunsen burner.
I can't figure it out.
It's kind of like a hot plate for science.
Yeah.
That's what a Bunsen burner
is. It's like a little fire that comes out and they can heat things up.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But I kind of want to call that number back just to see what he was talking about.
Yeah, why was it so bad that she gave him the Loser Line?
I don't know. All right. Well, anyway, let's move on to another message.
Okay. Next message.
Hey, Stephanie, what's up? This is so I got your number from your dad because he said you were interested in like photography, and I mentioned I was a photographer or something. Anyway, you know, feel free to call me. I'm sure you're going to. So I'll talk to you soon.
Next message.
Good job to that dad for screening out this guy with the Loser Line.
Dude,
bold move, dad.
This changes the game for dads everywhere now. Like, yeah. Sure.
Oh, you want to hang out with my daughter? Sure. Here's her number. Give her a call.
That's so amazing. I love that dad.
Smart.
Remember, you can get the Loser Line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592.
Next message.
Brendan, where are you? It's Liz. I talked to Allie. Did you remember my Allie? She's a she's pretty blonde hair. She's also hot. She said because we were talking, if she wanted to. No. Yeah, no, I'm on the phone. Okay. She said that she would. She's like ready to hang out with both of us. If you know what I mean. Whoa. You know what I mean. And then, so we were talking about that, and then Chanel heard, too. And now she's all like, why didn't you ask me? So now there's three of us who are all ready to hang out with you. So yeah, Brendan, you have three super hot girls who are down to do whatever tonight. And honestly, don't blow it. Don't blow it. Don't you blow it all away.
Next message.
Okay. I would argue and say that they probably are not hot because anytime girl goes, we're super hot, they're usually not that hot, but doesn't matter because three of them will make it hot.
Yeah, Jose's like, why am I not Brendan?
I
want to be Brendan.
I'm like,
please
I want
let me be Brendan. Like, he doesn't want to do that. I want to do that.
Yeah, totally. Call the radio station if you're listening.
Yeah. One person who's very upset that they gave them the Loser Line, I should say.
Dude,
here's another message.
Out.
Next message.
Hey, Becky. It's we met at the car wash. I mentioned that I'm kind of getting back into the game after being married for a few years. You kind of got me all wet with the sorry, that sounded weird, with the hose. Okay, this is not going how I wanted it to. Anyways, just call me if you'd like to. Yeah, cool.
Next message.
Oh, yeah. My God, poor thing.
He was done after the wet comment.
Yeah, he was done before it because he got the loser line. Yeah. So it wasn't the first bad comment he made.
Probably was doing that all night long.
Yeah, or maybe just concentrating on his ex-marriage a little too much. Yeah.
Remember, if you want the loser line, phone number all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and then listen to the loser line regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. Your phone tap's coming up next. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.